I mean, that one's just as a backup, just in case these two go off the fritz again. Because I almost didn't do it, and I was like, eh, just in case. What's it? What was that Best Buy?
Nothing. I was just in that area.
Oh, okay.
Getting my hair cut.
Oh. So you don't go to Providence Place anymore?
I go close to it, but no, not. Well, technically, I go back to Rooster's because she doesn't work there anymore. So I'm still looking for a barber.
Fair enough.
Yep.
How's your day?
It's been all right. I had to work a little bit. I didn't have to work a little bit. I'm working a little bit, so I don't have to work Friday.
What is Friday?
Day after Thanksgiving.
Okay. So you worked this Friday so you could have next Friday off?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know it worked that way. I thought it was just on and off.
It does when I'm salary.
So you can switch which Fridays you have off and work?
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all have big plans for Thanksgiving?
I mean, we're going to do the normal family stuff for Thanksgiving. And then,
what is normal?
I mean, just lunch-ish, supper.
So, family dynamic.
Flumper.
Y'all do lunch?
It's going to be like one-ish.
Okay.
Two.
Is that because the other families go to the other places for dinner, or
I think so,
neither?
Yeah. We always ate early, though, on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah. I think my parents are coming here, and it's probably going to be a lunch. I mean, that's what it normally is.
Yeah, and then I'll be packing for my trip. Go in to California and Salt Lake City for a day each.
Day each. And that's, what week is that?
First through fifth.
Okay.
Yeah.
At least it'll be better weather there. I mean, okay. Cali is always moderate,
like,
temperature.
40s to 60s, like 40 night, 60s in the morning, or during the day type thing.
Utah will be different, though.
Yeah, I don't know what Utah is. It won't give me a full range. It just says 42, and I'm like, ugh.
Cause you're not. That's not a mountain place. That's a flat land.
I think there's a mountain there.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like just peaks into it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Around it, cause it's Salt Lake City, and they didn't. They had the Winter Olympics there, so they had to have a mountain close.
Or they man-made one.
No. No, that'd be too much of an undertaking.
Not necessarily. Okay, yeah, it looks like there's plateaus and not mountain ranges, but...
Yeah.
But valleys and... Because isn't that where... what state has the Grand Canyon?
Arizona.
Arizona has
that. And maybe Colorado. Share it, but definitely Arizona.
Gotcha.
Boom, 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 ba-da-ba-doom, boom, boom,
boom. Have you been watching anything?
No.
I don't think there's anything out.
No, I'm watching Tracker, the show. It's a CBS show.
Tracker.
Yeah, it's about a guy who he calls himself a rewardist.
Okay.
So like if anything goes like missing, he goes and like finds it. Most of the time it's people.
Okay.
And so he collects a reward, the bounty, only on.
So is this, this isn't fiction, this is a non-fiction? Like, this is a reality TV show?
No, it's got the guy that played Green Arrow in Smallville back in the day in it, so.
Okay.
Non-fiction.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, you mean fiction.
Fiction, that's what I meant, yes. Fiction.
It's not like a Dog the Bounty Hunter situation.
Correct. Not that.
We're gonna find some guy who's lost in the wilderness today. Let's go.
No.
Okay.
So it's all right. I mean, I've watched all the episodes that are out so far, so.
Okay.
But I couldn't tell you if it's good or not.
What does that mean?
It's just a show.
Northern Utah's Rocky Mountains is the Wasatch Mountains, I'm butchering all these names. My apologies. Uinta Mountains, Welshville Mountains, Wawa Mountains. Southern Utah has the La Salle Mountains.
Like right now, it's in the 40s in Salt Lake City.
In the 40s. Ew.
High of 50.
What is it right now here?
So 70?
Maybe. Maybe low 70s. Enjoy this quote-unquote fall weather while it lasts. Because it's going to get freezing. 67.
It's going to be 28, a low, and high of 41. Basically the 3 days I'm there.
Ew.
Great.
That's no bueno.
At least I don't have to go far. Everything's at the airport.
Okay.
Including the hotel. So.
Okay. Yeah, so you're just walking a block.
I won't be walking, but...
Why not?
It's like 2 miles.
Get your exercise.
No.
No?
Not in that.
Not in that cold weather?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's almost like you'd be there by the time you get in the car and then park. You would already have been there.
It's a roundabout way to get there. It's like I'll be on a interstate entrance exit.
Okay.
It's a thing.
Fair enough.
Getting back to my hotel. Well,
before I fucking forget, here.
What is this?
Shit. Yeah. Junk band.
Junk bands. I got a bunch of these.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Not one of these. Not this one, though.
Okay, good. Yeah. No, Merry Christmas, I
thanks,
guess.
Thanks, man.
Know.
Like, all the orange ones I have just about.
I've never seen you wear one, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, I wear them more now in the gym because, you know, I either had too much hair or not enough hair.
Yeah.
And so I sweat either way. So it keeps either the hair out of my face or the sweat out of my eyes. So, yeah.
There you go.
Thanks.
Yeah. It's a Superman junk band.
Yes. And for those...
I don't think... Do they make winter ones? Because that's...
Kinda, but they're like, they do like this.
Over the ears.
Ear. Yes. For those. Audio podcast.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There you go. I meant to give it to you last week, but I forgot.
It's all good. Appreciate it.
We got into heavy conversations.
I mean, how long did it take to get here? Because when I ordered my junk bands, it took like 3 fucking weeks.
Let's find out. Junk bands.
Like, for a minute, I thought it was a goddamn scam.
Oh.
I mean, I had a junk band, but I ordered it through like Amazon or something, so it was the first time I went to the junk band website.
So, October 17th is when I ordered it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's on October 28th said, heads up, your shipment is underway.
It's about a week then.
And then however long it takes to actually ship.
Yeah, mine took like 3 weeks to actually ship.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I got...
Like, I emailed the folks after week two, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, no. Yeah, we're good. We're legit. It's legit. You're real. I was like...
Okay.
Because, like, it wasn't junk that came up on my card either.
Oh,
it
wasn't?
No, it was some other company.
I think all of those kinds of companies use... It's not necessarily like Square or whatever. It's more of a...
They have
another company to do their payments.
Yeah, it was like a sports
distribution
type thing. I was like, what the...
Yeah.
So I was really thought I spent like $100 on a scam. I was like, God damn, all right.
How much did I pay? I don't remember.
Probably 16 to somewhere between 16 and 20 bucks.
Yeah. Yeah, there was, yeah, around that. I think I got the cheaper, well, I'd say I got the cheaper ones. I got a couple of Hobbit ones.
Okay.
I got Jess one, and then I was like, okay. I at least wanted to make it an order.
Yeah, like you don't want to order just one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Thinking about getting some more, some for my dad as well.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't used it yet. I mean, I think we just now washed them.
I like them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do what you want them to do.
Keep the sweat out of your face. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and they're thin enough that I could wear them under a helmet when biking or whatever.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's what I was like aiming for.
Yeah. I think right now there are 2 sitting in my garage and like 3 in my bedroom. So.
Yeah. So. And they're going to not replace, but in the summer kind of replace the, buff bands that I have because they're a little thicker.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I need something thinner, but yet still do its job.
Yeah, yeah. No, Not endorsed by them, but they make a good product. I've been using them for about a year.
Not sponsored. hit us up with our one listener.
Yeah, if you got orange, I'm in.
All in. I didn't find exactly what I wanted, but the Hobbit one was the closest because I've got a buff band that's like the state park, like rustic brown and stuff like that. And I was like, I really like that earth tone color. But I couldn't find that in the junk bands. Hobbit was the closest one where it was the map kind of, sort of, but it wasn't as earth tone-y brown. It was more of a grayish brown. Best way to describe it.
So that's one of the ones I'm rocking right now.
Nice. And then, like a splattered orange.
Yeah, splattered orange. And then
what was I looking at? Yeah, I don't even know.
That
one too. Okay. Oh, a fallish kind of orange.
Like a blaze camo.
Oh, that's a camo? It didn't look camo. It looked like it was tree.
It didn't
limbs.
Look camo either, but and then I have an auburn one that's kind of splattered as well.
Like actual auburn or the color?
Like actual auburn.
Okay. Are you ready for the Iron Bowl?
Dude, Iron Bowl's in like 2 weeks. I don't give a shit until next week.
Until next week? Yeah. Isn't it on Thanksgiving?
Friday after. Either Friday after or Saturday after. But yeah, it's coming up. It's coming up.
Coming up?
Yep. We got to beat Mercer first.
Go to a sports ball.
I don't care.
I never care either. I mean, some people do parties. Watch parties, but I don't think we've ever gone to a watch party. Not that we're like, oh, we don't want to go to a watch party.
For Auburn or for Iron Bowl?
Iron Bowl or Super Bowl, both.
I'm pretty sure we have had an Iron Bowl at our house when you were living there, my guy.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Nobody, like, we haven't gone to any since we've gotten together. And we, I mean, me and Jess.
Ah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I mean, I don't even think the group has done a watch party since people got married. Or since people had kids.
Yes, that's true.
We would probably go to that if the friend group actually
like did
something.
Oh, I know for our group in particular, the Iron Bowl was big, don't get me wrong, but it was more important anytime like Clemson played Auburn or LSU and Auburn because of our buddy Josh.
Yeah.
He's an LSU fan. So
I don't think he cares actually anymore.
He doesn't care.
I don't
care
think he cared, period.
No, but he was the contrarian, was like.
Yeah. I think that was
and liked
thing.
Having three people against him.
Yeah.
but.
Oh, I don't know if you're. Have you been on the server yet?
Our server?
Tony got us up and running again.
Oh, no, I haven't been on since it's up and running.
Oh. You don't even check Discord?
No. I checked it last week.
You should have seen where he said, hey, we're up and running.
Might have been because I checked it at work.
Yeah. So we're up and running on our server again for Minecraft.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There it is.
I mean, watching it and then actually playing it is so weird. Because I'm trying to play it and I'm like, this looks so much weird.
Yeah.
Like, I've got to figure out how to play again.
Mm.
And also some visual settings, because like what's on the TV right now, somebody live, one of the Hermitcrafts, I don't know what their visual settings are.
Yeah.
So I've got to try to figure out.
So the Xbox default settings.
It's like 70.
Did a nice good thing to water. Waters.
Oh, really?
Like see through again.
Now the Xbox One is
Bedrock.
Bedrock
edition.
Yeah. I think that's why I don't play on any of those, because I like Java, so you can actually add mods and stuff.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of quality of life improvements
for
sure.
For
mods.
Yeah.
but yeah, I got on and I was like, I don't know how to play anymore.
I have to go back and finish the Swamp Village.
Well, this is different. You're starting all over.
Oh, everything's gone?
Yeah, he couldn't get that seed up and running.
My lighthouse is gone.
Yep, everything's gone. You're gonna have to.
I put a lot of fucking work into that lighthouse.
Well, you stopped playing for a long time, so it doesn't matter.
That's okay.
You're gonna have to.
Is it the same?
No,
map?
It's a different seed. Actually, a little bit better of a seed because we're using the Minecraft or the Hermitcraft seed. You'll have to look that up. I don't know. But it's still an island. It's still like the island one. So there's a middle island, and then there's everything around
every biome around the Mushroom Island.
I don't know if it's every biome,
but a lot of biomes.
But a lot of biomes around it.
Okay. so it's still the same idea. I just have to find
a good swamp.
Yeah, a good swamp, and then a place that I could build a treehouse that Carson's not going to build his house above it.
Yes. I don't even know if Carson...
Oh, I had a fucking shrine to a sword, too, in there, in a cave.
You did.
In my area. Yeah. Oh, it was so cool, and the sword was, like, on fucking fire.
I have to do it again?
Yeah. They fucking broke it. Something happened in one of the updates, and it broke it to where the fire wouldn't come through the ground again. So I have to figure out how to see if it's still possible.
It is possible, but you're going to be using armors, like a armor stand mod.
Okay. Yeah, so I think Tony was the first one that found it. And I hadn't built up like the
shrine piece.
The entrance to it, so it was just the actual shrine piece itself was in there as a test. And he was like, "What the fuck is this?" And I was like, "That's my sword." It's like, "That's fucking cool."
Yeah, eventually we've got to get on there and just kind of do a tour of everything.
Yeah.
And then set up the nether. The nether. I don't know what they think they hear.
Right.
Or think they saw. Well, they probably heard like a truck stopping.
Yep.
No, Williams. Stop barking.
Hello. Anyway. I love how they're barking and their tails wagging like crazy.
Yeah. But, so we're going to have to at least do a tour of everything.
Yeah.
And get a good map going.
Mm-hmm, indeed.
To see everything again. Because I still want to do all the things that I want to do there. Like, I want to create Nassau in it again.
Yeah.
So I got to find a good swamp biome. And then make it more of either a swamp biome or a jungle biome. I think Nassau was more jungle.
It was, jungle... coastal.
Yeah, but I don't like the color palette of the jungle.
Jungle, no, but a swamp is too dark.
Yeah, but that's why I would bring the swamp
to the jungle.
To the, yeah.
Kind of.
Or jungle to the swamp.
So maybe, yeah, jungle trees in a swamp would probably do. That'd be interesting. And dark oak. Jungle and dark oak.
Yeah. So, kind of like a pirate cave entrance into like the luscious paradise part of Nassau. That's what I kind of want to do there. Then there was another one that we were. I don't remember the whole thing. It's probably in the Minecraft server chats of what we were doing.
I guess I could go to a jungle with all the big ass fucking trees and build a fucking jungle town.
Yeah. Like an Ewok style village.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just everything up and around it.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we all know that's my thing.
Yep.
I build tree houses.
You love your tree house.
I do. They're great. They're the best. And they're never the same. It's the best part. It's like, most people go into a similar pattern when they're building the house, and mine's whatever the fucking tree gives me.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so there you go. We're on it again.
All right. Oh, well.
I've been on like twice, but only in like increments of like 10 minutes because I'm so overwhelmed. Mm. Like, I have nothing. I mean, Tony gave me a little care package to make something, so I have like the diamond pickaxe and sword, but I'm just like, I'm still overwhelmed. Like, what do I do first?
Yeah.
I go mining, and then mining is a chore.
Mining.
But then I'm like, oh, I need food, so I need to figure out how to get a good abundance of food.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole, like, getting lost thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to get lost, so I want to stay kind of close to home base. So it's just overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, man. So I'm playing Dispatch.
Yeah. How much?
From the beginning.
Okay. Again. But you finished it, right?
I finished it on both character paths. So,
gotcha.
So the time I played with Blonde, went with Blonde Blazer... She Invisi Girl stabbed Shroud. I was like, damn, okay. I was not a good mentor, apparently.
Okay.
And then the time I went with Invisi Gal, she took the bullet.
Oh, okay, yeah. So but But she didn't turn evil. She just stabbed him.
I mean, she left.
But did she turn? I don't know the evil path.
Yes. Yeah. She took his mask and left.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so she's the not, new Shroud.
Yeah. She's not a good guy.
Okay.
So I've gotten both of those endings. I did not do both. But I'm going to on this third play.
Okay. Okay.
So.
What
and
happened?
I did get my perfect shift. I have yet to do.
Oh, you did. You got failed. A perfect shift.
Yeah, I was on like the second shift before I made, or it was the first shift before I made the cut. I just went ahead and bit the bullet and did it, and tried to do it.
Oh, you did a perfect shift on the training?
Oh no, on the first shift with the team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then the second shift with the team.
The second shift is you're supposed to fail, I think.
Yes.
So much shit is thrown at you to make you fail.
And they're sabotaging and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sabotaging each other and all that stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, there's no way to get a perfect one on that. You just can't.
No, I don't know if it's a legit achievement, but it's got to be failing at 90%. So that's why.
Oh, you don't know if it is.
Yeah. So, like I said, I've succeeded at under 20%.
And that's
an achievement. I got an achievement, but I haven't succeeded or failed at a 90. So I'm sure it is one.
Let me see. I'm on my tablet, but let me see if I can look at my Steam achievements for that game. Dispatch.
And it felt like when I had Coop.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of the game, it was a lot fucking easier to beat Sonar, taking over the city than when I tried to do it with Sonar on my team.
Wait, say that again?
So, when I was playing the last day,
yeah,
and you're battling the city for all the events going on,
yeah,
and trying to beat Sonar Coop.
Yeah, yeah.
It was easier when I had Coop on my team than when I had Sonar on my team.
Yeah, okay, I would assume. Because, yeah, I was fighting Sonar, and it's hard. Like, I was trying, because I rage quitted a lot on that one.
Coop, I didn't have to rage, well... I rage quitted once on the playing as playing with Sonar on my team because it's getting my well, it fucking glitched out on me.
What?
Yeah, so I was had heroes going to fight the final fight with Coop, and they weren't moving. She was over in the corner, and they were busy trying to fight her, but nothing was happening. So it was in.
Really?
Yeah. So my game basically stalled.
Oh, that's yeah.
And I had to restart that. I didn't rage quit for losing. I rage quit it because it fucking glitched.
Yeah. No, I've usually quit because of the whole, like, explosion thing, and then it injures my people. Ugh. I hate it when it injures my people.
Yeah.
So I just start, and I'm like, I got to figure out either to hurt him enough to not do it or make sure that nobody's in that circle when it happens. Make sure if they go on a mission, because if they're on a mission,
if
it doesn't.
Blonde Blazer is there, and
she's
they're in the... She can be at some point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Blonde Blazer comes in and saves the day, and so you have, like, all of the heroes on your roster, including her.
I don't think I ever got that one.
You had to have.
No. I mean, I had Phenomenon.
Yeah, and at the last day, if you have Phenomenon Man... you eventually recruit Water Boy or vice versa, and then at some point, actually, it depends. If you fail one of those missions at some point, Blonde Blazer comes in and everybody is basically send-outable.
I don't. I'm looking at my achievements, and I have 20. It says I have 21 of 36.
Can you see my achievements?
I mean, I'm logged in.
Oh, yeah. But can you see mine? Like, as a friend, like, see the achievements I have.
Oh.
21 of 36, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Because I have the Did I Drool on You? Hired by, which 94.9 people got. So, I guess if you...
How do you not...
Fail. Yeah,
how do
you fail?
I guess you could fail, the tutorial.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Which I'm assuming failing the tutorial is also an achievement.
I want to do that now.
You're going to eat those Twinks, which is 91.1% people have it.
How do you not get that one?
I don't know. Disobeyed by Invisigirl. I don't know.
That's that is going
to
happen.
Because I'm assuming the opposite is also going to be an achievement as well. Getting to know yous, discovered every hero's starting power. Okay, 82%. Burning chrome, complete a hacking level with a third of the timer left.
Oh, I completed one with less than that.
No, you're supposed to with a third of the timer left. So most of it.
Okay, yeah.
You complete it with most of the time left.
I might have been close to that. I don't know.
And that's probably I got that one probably on the first or second one because I've rage quit one with those
under 5 seconds.
Oh, that one's did you get an achievement for that one?
Yeah.
Okay. That one could possibly be easy to do because if you complete most of it and then you just wait.
No, mine was a legit.
Yeah. Oh, I've had those too. You're running around.
It's ending and I'm like, boom, pulling down on the mouse.
And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I succeeded.
But I mean, that one's just learning the pattern of the first one because either because of whatever. That's the only reason I probably got that because I like knew all the codes and then I was easy to do it.
I do.
Oh,
I
the
do.
One that pissed me off is
the read only.
The read only was backwards, but it wasn't backwards. If you look at the thing, it's not actually backwards. It's just switched.
Yeah.
Because I was like, if you're reading it and then you do this, it should be the opposite, but it's not the opposite. It's just they've turned them, they've swapped. It's hard to explain on an audio thing.
But yeah.
But the last code is not actually reversed. It's just in front of.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's fucking stupid.
It's awful.
Because I was doing it, I'm like, this is what it would be if it was mirrored.
What's funny is on the first run, I nailed it.
Yeah.
Then when I did it again, I was like, what the fuck?
Why am I getting this wrong? Is the harder one.
Why am I getting this wrong? Where's my fucking note card?
Yeah.
Because I wrote it down.
I wrote it down too. And you do it that way and it's wrong.
I was like, where's my note card for my first run through?
Yeah. But it's not mirrored. It's just in front of.
Yeah.
Which that's what pissed me off on that one. Because I'm like, it's not actually mirroring.
Oh, and I think a couple weeks ago, when you're talking about this, it's like, oh, you go to the library and you make a choice and the choice doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The choice does matter because later on in that, the guy goes, let's see how much you remember, and you have to go back and pick those things that had the bomb in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a quote, yeah.
The one where it's like, the bomb is in the theater.
Yeah.
Which theater is it in?
Yeah. The bomb is in Mecha Man. Which Mecha Man is it in? Yeah.
Yeah. Because, So those do matter, the order?
The order of them, doesn't matter, but where the bomb was does, because whichever one you picked, he gives you a quiz, or he doesn't give you a quiz. When you send somebody out to go fight him, one of the options is for you to pick.
Oh, I think I just...
You just let Flambe or somebody deal with it?
Deal with him or... Because it was either take his quiz...
I took the quiz.
Or...
And got it right.
Or just beat him up or something. I was like, I'm not fucking doing that.
Yeah,
so
I took the quiz.
You took the quiz?
Yeah, and got him right.
Oh, okay.
And they got him wrong the second time.
On purpose or just forgot? Oh, okay.
No, I rarely do other than trying to fail at 90%. I rarely do things on purpose.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I didn't take his quiz. I'm like, fuck that shit. Just beat him up.
Yeah.
Because we knew where he was because of the hacking job.
Yeah, the hardest one for me was the wolf stands alone or whatever because there were two wolf ones. And I was like, what the fuck? Which one was it? And I fucking got it right.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, thank God. But I remembered the other two.
Yeah, see, I would have failed that because I'm not paying attention to the theaters. I'm just like going down the list and hoping to get it right.
Yeah.
I was not paying attention to the name of them. I don't know how I don't have the achievement. Or do I have the achievement? Maybe I do have the achievement here. Hacked by Robert. Succeed on all hacking levels. And I've succeeded on all hacking levels.
I definitely have not.
But this is grayed out. So I don't know if I have it or not. Anyway, keep going. Nailed it. Achieve a perfect dispatch with only one hero. Yes, I probably did that one. It is blue, so I guess I did. Power trips. Expanded powers for four different heroes.
Is that mean they have Power their World. Two things unlocked?
I don't know.
On
I
both?
It won't let me click it to actually read. From zero to hero, max out a hero, of course.
Yeah.
I maxed out like, probably like two. Mm-hmm. Snake Eyes, which is hard, because if you don't send them on a mission, they don't get whatever. Snake Eyes, failed a call with less than 70 of success. Failed a call with
less than 70 chance. So you had 70% coverage and you failed the call.
Yeah. That's all. That's like a real superhero. Told the truth. I'm Mecha Man.
Oh, I've done both.
Yeah. Career development, aced your performance review. That one is blue, so I guess I did that one. That? Aced your poor. Oh, I don't know. I don't know when that happened. But I cheered for Invisigirl. I have not. That one's great
that's
for me.
That's Sonar. Or,
but I cheered for Invisigirl.
Or is that, oh, that's Coop. That's Coop.
Okay.
So if you cut Coop.
You would get that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I cheered for Invisigirl because I thought she was getting cut.
Work spouse reached a max energy with a hero duo. I did do that one.
I did not.
And I don't remember who it was that I did it with because there's a couple. I did always try to send out the... synergy people. Mm-hmm. Like I literally wrote them down going who synergizes with who when it happens.
Yeah.
Probably didn't get all of them. All gas, no brakes, baby. Protect Los Angeles. Did that one. I guess there's probably one for it to fail. Overkill, cover the entire graph on a single call. Now I know I did that one, so blue means I did it.
I don't think I've done that. I've been close.
I did that at the very end. Against Sonar, because I sent like five people.
Ooh, yeah. I was close. I don't know if I had the full thing max.
That was the only time I did it, but yes. Sorry, kid. Succeeded as a mentor. Did that. It smells very chemically in here. Give him his first shot. Waterboy.
Oh, yep. I've done that.
So I've taken him. Shift was lit. Completed a Z-team shift without missing or failing a call. Oh, so I did do that one.
Yeah. Yeah, if you rage quit your calls, you've done that.
Yeah, because I'd have to do it over again.
Yeah, yeah. So I've done that.
Antivirus club. Destroy three antiviruses in less than 15 seconds. I did that. Only 40 people have done that. The lightning thing.
Yeah.
So you go around, you get the lightnings, you do it, blah, 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 blah. And there was one that had three.
Yeah, I know which one it is. Yeah. I don't know if I've done that.
Once again, if you rage quit and you learn patterns... Mm-hmm. Phoenix is down. Healed the same hero twice in a shift. I have not done that because I rage quit.
Yeah, I might have done that.
And especially if you have Demon Girl.
Yeah.
And Water Boy's second power or whatever.
And the heal thing.
Oh, I never used those.
I did.
I did not use my the items. I tried once to hurry up and get them unrested quickly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but anyway, modded, reached bonus and avoided fail stats on all calls in a shift. I've done that because if you rage quit and you just do them all over again, bonus and avoided fail stats. The fail stats, the X's, like don't hit that.
Oh yeah,
I don't know about the bonus.
I don't think
thing.
I've done that yet.
Oh, and the bonus thing is like if you hit this,
yeah, you get the,
you get this.
Oh, double points.
I wish to make love to you again. I did not get that one. That's probably a Blazer thing.
Well,
I think. I don't know. I don't have it, so I don't know what it is. I'm a bleeder, kissed on a stretcher. I got that one.
I've gotten that.
Okay, that's at the very end with Invisigirl. Or it could be Blazer. I don't know.
No, it's Invisigirl.
Okay. Watch your back, Robert. Collected a tie. That's cutting. That's
cutting.
Yeah.
Sonar.
Love 'em from. Love them from my mouth to my butt. Didn't get that one.
That's a donut. That's
it is.
It's one of the donuts. I've done all three donuts, so.
There's three donut things?
There's three different donuts, yeah, selections.
Oh, okay, yeah. So in each different playthrough, if you choose one, then it's, okay. Yes, yeah. You can't do it in one run.
No, okay. No. I've picked all three donuts.
Gotcha. min max upgrade a stat to 10. I have not done that yet.
I don't think I've done that either.
I mean, that's literally max, you know, just keep going.
Yeah, I stopped at 9 on somebody.
Damn. See, I tried to make everybody well rounded.
And now I'm doing, that's what I'm doing.
That's what I just been doing.
Change my fucking path now.
Yep, you're gonna have to try to mix one person. Somebody. Whoever has the most in something, just
yeah. I think it'll be want to be Clayface.
Wouldn't be or
want to be Clayface.
You would want it to be him.
Well, he's at 7 on
something
Vigor.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So. You'll have to pop him out.
Yeah,
I can confirm he's a badass. Choose the path of mercy. Got that one did for that. Not killing him. Yep,
did that, and probably stuck to your guns. Told, said, did what you said you were going to do for Chase.
Yeah. I would not kill him. Now we're into, I don't have any of these. Murder!
It doesn't tell you.
Nope, that's all it says. It's murder.
I'm assuming it's you killed him.
Maybe. And then the symbol is hands, like doing a doing
probably, yeah, because I think they
strangling, choking out, choking. Didn't see that coming. Not sure what that one does. Interesting. It's got a devil guy. Didn't see
it
that.
It could coming. Be her stabbing him.
Maybe. Any plans tonight?
That's asking out Blonde Blazer.
The second time or some shit?
Yeah.
Did I ask her out?
When sitting on the back of the car,
but if she'd already told you
if you were already if you'd kissed Invisible Girl on the stretcher, it wasn't an option.
Maybe. Oh, you're talking about that. Okay, yeah. I'm the guy behind the desk. Not sure what that one is. Probably something to do with Robert, though.
Yeah.
Probably telling the somebody.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly. It's telling not telling them you're Mecha Man.
Oh, I'm just the guy behind the desk.
I have that.
Okay. Time's running out. Complete a hacking level with 5 seconds left.
On that. Legit. legit way.
Yeah. Fool's luck. Succeed a call with 15% of or less of success. So there you go. We can just be friends. So probably not doing any romantic things with either of them.
Yep, which is possible.
Yeah. You just ignore both of them. Mm-hmm. There, you happy now? The symbol is, it's a Twinkie, like, popped in half. So, there, you happy now? Don't know. And then, I don't know why I don't have this one, because if you've beaten the game, and then you've done all the hacking levels, and you've succeeded them, I should have this. Because it says, hacked by Robert, succeeded on all hacking levels.
I will never get that one.
But if you succeed the hack, then you've succeeded all the hacks. No, it also probably means the other, because remember there's, like, a choice between two hacks, maybe. Mm-hmm. I think. I don't know.
Yeah, or there's a choice to hack and not to hack.
Maybe, but I've always chosen to hack because it's easier.
Sometimes.
Easier, as in you don't. It's not a statistic of seven. You know, there's an 80% chance.
So there's a couple of them where you'll have an option to completely succeed with a hero, an option to where they have to have a stat or a hack. And so you might have picked.
No, I've always chosen
just like
hack.
A flambe option only type thing.
Maybe, I don't know. Unless there's also the thing of like there's two different hacks you can do, like the multiple choice. Like if you do this one, you can't do this one thing. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's it. And then the last one is dispatch. Collect all achievements.
Damn. So there's two achievements I'm probably not going to get.
The hacked one.
Yeah.
And what's the other one?
I'm not great at hacking.
Yeah, just rage quit and learn the pattern. Come on now. Which other one do you think you're not going to get?
All the achievements.
Oh, okay. I think the hack one is actually pretty easy to get. Okay. I don't know why I don't have it already, so that, I guess, goes against what I just said. Yeah. But, and I haven't started it again, mainly because I'm just like, well, I've already beaten it. I don't really want to. Oh!
I'm like in episode 3-4 again.
Do I?
I'm in episode 4 again.
Yeah. I mean, I'd probably play it. I just don't know which route I want to go with it. Anyway, here's something that I think is stupid. Mm-hmm. I just did nudity. I'm like, I don't care. Let's see what's going on.
I did.
There's no nudity except for the dude's wang.
And Invisigirl. Twice. And Areola.
Areola's not nudity, and that's only the top of it. You don't see the nipple. So I don't think they would count that as nudity. Visit Girl, the sex scene didn't show you anything.
It did.
Mm.
Boobs. And that's it's censored in the censored one.
Is it censored in the censored? Yeah. What about when she takes off her top and shows you the device?
It's also censored.
Like, blurry censor? Or she just doesn't have
nipples? I think it's a black bar.
Okay. A black bar?
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, how can you do that one if it's literally a plot point? So, boobs on Invenza Girl and Dick Boy.
Yep.
Like...
And no cuss words.
Wait.
I think they bleep the cuss words out.
That's... Okay. I guess. I was going through my head. I'm like, when besides Dick was there nudity?
I mean...
I don't count boobs as nudity,
right,
I guess,
at the beginning, too.
It's, oh, yeah, yeah.
It's, I'm like, wow, okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, besides a dick, I just don't... I don't see boobs as nudity, honestly.
Oh, and the other guy's dick. In the last episode, when you... when you went to go tase the guy who was peeing on the plant.
I don't think you see his.
Yeah, oh, you do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because the visit girl wants you to, like,
yep,
to tuck it in.
Mm-hmm.
I said no.
I've done it both ways.
I've literally said, fuck it. Who
I did it
shit?
Both ways.
Yeah. Because I just think that's like a dumb thing to do anyway. But like, tuck it in. At least give him some dignity. I'm like, he's literally
it's
trying to break into this
thumbstick.
Place. It's just, I'm not. He's gonna wake up and his dick is gonna be out, and I don't give a shit.
Yeah, and then he's gonna wake up and be like, "Who put it away? What the fuck?"
Yeah, yeah. I was just like, I don't know. I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
I don't think I'll ever do it either way. No, I'm just gonna be like, no.
It's something I would not do in real life. I haven't done in real life. I'm like, that's your fucking problem.
Yeah, I might put something over it, but I'm not tucking it away
yeah.
for you.
Yeah.
Like, put a hat on it or something, but I'm not putting it away.
Get a towel from the shop and be like, all right.
Yeah. I don't know, like,
that's not
for a random
normal,
stranger.
That's not a normal conversation.
No, it's not. And I don't, like, luckily all of our friends would are older and we wouldn't do anything like that, but I don't know if I would do it for a friend either. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know if I'd put away your dick, dude.
That's fine. It is not expected.
I mean, I'm not sure what I would do for a friend.
Yeah.
Let alone a complete stranger. Complete stranger.
No.
You're SOL.
No.
I'll throw something on top of it, maybe. Just so you don't get hit with indecent exposure.
Complete stranger, I went. Down the stairs. Hey, staff duty, can you fucking get this guy out of my goddamn shared bathroom and fucking put his goddamn clothes back on. I was like, I'm not fucking dealing with this turd. Like, I've been back for goddamn a day.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
make sure he is still alive.
I don't know. I don't know what I would do in the moment for a friend, but. I mean, I would hold it over your head for a very long time. Being
yeah.
like, I put your dick away, dude.
Nope, I'm good.
So, yeah, I don't know. Like, it's never happened in college. And that'd probably be the only time it would even remotely be close to happening.
Yeah.
But just so probably people wouldn't get hit with indecent exposure. And also on the sex registry, because I think you can...
Depending on how close you are to a school.
No. No.
No?
So, actually, this is a true story. Not with me. It's a true story from, like, an article or some shit.
Okay.
So, take it for what you will. It was a movie shoot. I don't remember who it was.
Oh, no.
But they went, like, it was, like, either director or producer or something like that, went to an alley, and then the cops hit him for those, and they're on the sex registry because they were in an alley pissing.
Yep.
Even though nobody was around or whatever.
Situationally, I would have just gotten him for freaking public lewdness or something.
Something like that. But no, I don't remember who it is, but...
I don't know who... it depends on who the person is, but part of me feels like that might be interaction-based, depending on how the guy interacted with the cops.
Who knows,
if he was a dick, the cops were like, all right, fuck you, buddy. And if he's cool, it's like, okay, come on.
Yeah. Or... God knows what kind of city or wherever they are.
It depends on the city. It depends on the interaction.
Depends on the corruptness.
And it depends on like
the judge
who
too.
They are, yeah.
Because the judge would actually be the one that puts them on it. Like the well, cops
I think
could...
the cop can recommend a charge. Like that initial charge will become from the cop.
Yeah. Oh God, I'm gonna have to. I don't even know what to look up.
Don't even. Don't worry about it.
But yeah, I think there's like either a Hollywood director or something like that that's on the sexual registry for pissing in an alley. Mm. So yeah, you can. It is. I mean, that's why I don't like when there's those kinds of situations. You're like, okay, this person is on the roster. How and why?
Yeah. Sometimes the how and why matters. But you know,
if it's actually for why the registry is created,
yeah,
fuck you.
Yeah,
if it's just because somebody doesn't like you,
yeah,
that's a little bit of a okay now.
Yeah,
all right. You got anything else? Well, like
I mean, dispatch wise, we can talk about the Stargate news, but there's much news on that.
I did not read it.
I watched the video.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, before you sent me the link.
Oh, okay.
I watched, like, the announcement video that was on Gate World.
See, yeah, I just watched...
They didn't give much. They just
apparently
said,
it's 2028 or 2027.
I didn't even know the year it was coming out.
So another friend of mine, he literally texted me yesterday.
It's not a reboot.
So it's not a reboot?
Nope.
Where is his? There is.
And there will be more news to come. And
yeah.
It's got, like, the original team... Not the Stargate team, but the original creative team.
Oh, creative team, yeah.
Back in the South.
And apparently it's going to be on Amazon.
Yep. Which Amazon owns MGM, which MGM did after...
I don't know where the...
Who had the first season of Stargate? Cinemax?
It was sci-fi, so I don't know.
No, it wasn't sci-fi initially. The first...
Showtime?
Maybe Showtime? Because if you go to the pilot, there was nudity, and then there was no nudity after that.
After that, because it went to a family-friendly... Because
it went to sci-fi, and then MGM.
Okay.
Yeah.
But who knows what sci-fi is owned by anyway.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, so the first season was... Or the first episode, the pilot was...
Yes. Very risque.
Yeah, not the... Yeah, but then they sold the rights to somebody else. Somebody else carried it the rest of the way.
Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do or
how
it's going to be received.
Give me the goddamn Furlings.
Furlings?
Yeah. That's like the fourth race. Or Fuzzlings. Furlings. I don't know. So you have the Ancients, the Asgard, the Nox, and the Furlings.
I don't remember any
those
of
those were the four races.
Nox was the gray aliens, right? No, that was
no,
Asgardians.
No, that was the Asgard. And you had the Ancients and the Asgard, and then the Nox you only saw in like a couple episodes in the earlier seasons.
Maybe that's where they're going to go with it.
Because they were...
But I wonder who the big bad is going to be. Actually, if they would just finish killing off the Origins, or whatever they're called.
They did that.
Did they kill them off?
Yeah.
Wraith, Wraith is the one that they didn't kill off. They
correct.
Just kinda,
the Wraith are still out there.
Which, that's in Atlantis, not us.
Yeah, that's in the Pegasus Galaxy. But, I mean, the Ori are pretty much done.
That was the one, Ori.
Yep, Ori are pretty much done. They did that in a movie.
Okay.
The Gwa'uld are pretty much done. They did that in a movie.
Yeah.
By killing Baal. And then,
Yeah, I don't know. I got a couple of years to rewatch everything. We started to start with her. We just got too busy with other things, so we just stopped watching it.
And then you got whatever's going on in Universe.
Which,
or whatever happened in Universe. So there's a bunch of different...
I don't know if they can touch that in SG-1, because SG-1 is here.
It won't be SG-1, I don't think. We don't even know if it's going to be Earth-based.
Maybe.
We don't know anything about it.
Yeah, what is the name of it?
We don't know.
It's just a reboot of Stargate.
Not a reboot.
A reboot would be... Just... Like, okay, depending on how you say the words or what the words mean, but rebooting is rebooting the universe.
But it's not, I think it's going to be in this,
scrapping it and then retelling
the
stories.
The lore will still be there.
Continuing.
Yeah, it's a continuation of that universe.
Is Richard Dean Anderson still alive?
Yeah, but he's, no.
Do you not think he would be the general?
No. They'll bring probably, Amanda Tapping back.
You think they'll bring her back?
Yeah.
What about Teal'c?
Christopher Judge? He's too big now.
He might want to read. If anything, he'll probably be a bit character at some point.
Yeah, I think him and
he was the only. Did we talk about this
Michael
already?
Michael Shanks will probably.
Teal'c was the only person that's been there from one all the way through.
Correct.
Anderson left.
Yeah.
Michael Shanks left.
Tapping.
Tapping left for a little bit.
She didn't leave for a full season.
She still left.
Well, he wasn't Teal'c there was in the only one. Episodes. He missed a couple episodes here or there.
Is it raining? Oh, it is raining.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought that was wind rustling, and I didn't see the wind rustling. Anyway.
Yeah, he was in every season, yes, and there may have been, like, a couple episodes that he wasn't, like, in.
Yeah, but that was character arc episodes.
Yeah.
Tapping, I think, left for
a
little bit.
No, she got pregnant and missed the first couple episodes of a season and then ended up coming back.
Maybe.
Which she did, and, like, in those episodes she wasn't in, she did, like, a couple video calls.
Okay.
But no, Tapping, I agree. He did not miss significant time. He may have missed an episode here or there.
Well, Shanks, I don't think, left for a whole season.
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
Yeah. The whole sixth season, no Michael Shanks.
Because it was, what's his name, that they sent to Pegasus?
No,
Didn't it?
No, he went back to his hometown, Jonah.
Oh, Jonah, that's right. Not the other guy.
He went back to his homeworld, not hometown, dumb shit.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see where they're going to go with it.
I'm on board.
Like,
I'm all in.
Because the way Stargate SG-1 ended was just another day.
Correct.
Like, they just went back out on a mission and blah, blah, blah.
Like I said, there's a bunch of characters that they could bring back that would probably come back.
I need them to do it like they did it in the past, rather than what they're doing with seasons now, micro seasons and all this, where everything's an hour and it's so epic, and then they don't fucking do anything.
No, we need like a 21 episode season.
Yeah,
with full arcs or half arcs, where half the season's one thing and half the season's something else.
Yeah, if they're gonna go with this bullshit of like an hour long episode and you're only getting 8 episodes, go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
I don't want that shit.
No,
everything doesn't have to be a fucking epic.
So, will Jason Momoa come back?
God, no. But that's Atlantis.
Yeah. But, I mean, they can do anything. Like, Atlantis is on Earth. Supposedly it went back, but...
Yeah, because they had to escape the Wraith.
Yeah, supposedly it went back.
That could be the big bad, because the Wraith haven't been killed Wraith, off yet.
Yep.
And if Atlantis literally teleported to Earth...
Jason Momoa is too big.
And depends on what they do with Aquaman.
Well, he's not doing Aquaman anymore. He's going to be Lobo.
Yeah, but God knows how long that's going
to
take.
Yeah. And I think it'd have to be right.
For him to bring him back?
Yeah. I think it's something he would entertain, but I think it'd have to be right.
Or it'd just be a one-off like everything else. Like
they brought in Teal'c for like an episode. And
something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Judge, he's big, but he's only big in, like, the gaming world.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't really have in television.
He did the Batman. He was in a Batman movie.
Was he?
Yeah, the third one. Sure. The third Christopher Nolan one.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's not... He's big in certain circles, but he's not... Yeah. Like, if he was to get that, if they were offering him the character again or whatever, he might take it.
Yeah.
Because because doing voiceover for a game and doing his... Like, if he's doing convention rounds...
Yeah.
Then you might as well just start doing a TV show and making a paycheck.
Jason Momoa is not doing Stargate convention rounds anymore.
No. And he's not even... He's only doing the big-ass panels needed to.
He did... he went to Dragon Con once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
That was awesome.
I have his credentials and shit.
Nice.
Because they left everything on the table, and I was like... cleaning it up, and I'm like, yep, I've got all the name tags.
Nice.
I have his because he was probably given to the whatever you want to call him, fan whatever division, whatever it's called. They probably gave him his like name tag, like his badge. Mm-hmm. I have that because he left it on the table, and his the place card.
Nice.
So I have those somewhere.
I saw him and somebody else in the vendors area, and I was like, "Oh, hey, that's cool."
I mean, our biggest achievement was ball.
Was Simon?
Yeah, K can't remember his name.
I can't remember his last name.
He wanted our picture. Simon. Hmm?
Cliff Simon or Simon.
Ball.
Rest in peace.
Actor, yeah, unfortunately.
Like a badass dude is what he is.
G1. Like, that, Cliff Simon.
Cliff Simon, yep. Bamf.
Yeah. The fact that he wanted our picture and we were in the panel.
And he gave us a shout out.
Say, because they, oh, everybody in that fucking panel was probably pissed the fuck off at us.
Yeah.
What is the best cosplay you've seen the panel?
I don't know about the best, but these guys were the coolest.
and we stood up in the costume he's seen us in.
Yeah.
And you know everybody that put fucking effort
in
was pissed the fuck off.
He's like, these kids are fucking jumping on top of each other.
Like, we were thing one and thing two, and we just had a t-shirt.
And jeans
and a fucking wig.
Blue wig. And
that was it.
Causing mayhem. Nice mayhem, and just, you were jumping out of my shoulders.
And the fact that he wanted our picture.
Yeah.
Fucking
we
awesome.
We were walking by, and we just, like, kind of waved at him.
Yeah. No, I think we were
we did we get in line?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Well, there was no line.
That's true. And we were like, I mean, it's Ball. We gotta say hi to Ball.
Because we paid $10.
Yeah, $10.
Yeah. $10 a piece. Or no, it was just, did we just do one? I think we did
the one picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where that picture is.
And then listen to him talk about, like, the stuff he did in life
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man. He was a good dude. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, buddy. When did he pass away? Died 2021.
Yeah.
Age 58. Anyway. Yeah, that was cool. That was probably our biggest achievement on that one.
Yeah. Pretty cool moment.
Yeah, I wish I was recording it. Just to get the dialogue of it. So awesome.
Yeah.
Especially when he called us out. I mean, that was just, just to know, like, everybody was mad.
Other cast members were like, really? Those guys? He's like, yeah. And jumping up and shit.
Oh my God. It was hilarious. I'm glad we were in the panel.
That was the year we went to, like, every Stargate panel.
And then we realized that some of them sucked, so we left.
Cool. Yeah, only the ones in the big rooms is where we needed to actually be.
Yeah, who cares? Like, it's the same thing right now. If you're listening to this, it's like, that's the kind of panel. It's like two guys talking about the things.
Yeah.
And speculating about the things.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, we can do this in our own house.
Mm-hmm.
Peace out. We're... If it was our friends doing it, sure, but random people talking about things, I was just like, we can do something else.
I mean, I did go, like, last time I went to Dragon Con, I went to a panel in a smaller room, and it just, I mean, it was the Matt Dinneman and Jeff Hayes one.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
But those are the people actually talking about it.
Yeah, and they were talking about Dungeon Crawler Carl and RPG Lits and the voice acting for all that, and, you know, read part of book 7, and then, you know, said it's gonna be a show maybe, and like, had they had a bigger nowadays, once it becomes a show, it'll have a bigger room.
Oh yeah,
it'll be a main room.
It may still, like, I don't know how they dictate who gets what rooms.
I think it's interest level.
But how do you do interest level how do you measure it when you don't know how many people are looking or watching?
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, it's, once it becomes a show, you'll have the actor. Jeff Hayes is probably going to do the AI.
And probably Donut, I would assume.
Yeah, yeah.
AI and Donut.
Yeah.
Like, I think he would be stupid not to try to make at least the AI a thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying the show would be stupid not to cast him to do the voice of the AI.
Yeah. But who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what kind of negotiations are? Because what was it? It was I think it was you that said it was Seth MacFarlane's studio or something.
Group, yeah.
But that's why I'm still skeptical about it, because they still haven't finished his own fucking TV show.
Yeah.
And from what, if you read and listen to some of the interviews, it was sporadic when they would tape. Mm. And not, that's why some of the actors couldn't stay on, is because it was so sporadic that they were like, I can't, I need to make money.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I am optimistic but skeptical at the same time on that one.
Yeah.
Not that one, but also Stargate. We'll see.
I think Stargate's more likely going to get a season because it's, you know, Amazon. Amazon's going to make it happen.
Yeah. I just don't know where they're going to go with it. Like, is it going to be back in Cheyenne Mountain? Or is it going to be on the moon? Like, how much time are they going to make sure has progressed in this universe? Is it going to be 20 years later? Like, are we actually going to come back to, oh, it's derelict and we shut it down?
That'd be interesting.
Because we've solved all the problems or something like that. Then all of a sudden, is it going to be like... oh shit! I can't make. It's either a movie or a TV show where it's one guy sitting at a computer, like, and then all of a sudden, bleep, bleep. You know what I mean?
It was the first episode.
Yeah, the first episode of Stargate SG-1.
They were playing poker in the room.
Like, are they gonna do that kind of thing again?
Yeah.
Or is it gonna be like, oh, we have flying cars and we're on the moon base because we had to move the Stargate to the moon or Mars? To where it's like, oh, it's been this, you know, department that's been growing and growing and growing, and we have 20 teams and five, because don't we have still two Stargates? One's in Antarctica?
No, one blew up.
Did they? I guess they had.
Well, technically, the Atlantis Gate, again, when it ended, Atlantis Gate was on Earth.
Yeah.
And the Atlantis.
Didn't the Russians have, that's like, that was a whole thing for a couple of seasons. Yeah, of like, so there's two Gates.
There were two Stargates, but at the beginning of the sixth season, one of them blew up.
Yeah.
And so the Russian Gate was on loan.
Gotcha. So, who knows? Speculation. We don't know if it's just going to be pick up right where they left off, but like the same operations. Did it grow or did they shut down the program?
Yeah. I would think it have to,
I don't know.
Grow, but most of the fucking political folks were like, this is stupid.
Yeah, in the shows.
Like, this is dumb.
We don't need it.
We want to make money.
Yeah.
It's just a drain on resources. And we're not getting anything out of it. So it'll be interesting.
Yep. Or is it going to be a rogue agency that took it over because the government wanted to shut it down? So rich people, somebody was like, hey, still continue operating.
Or it could be, hey, we're fucking fighting the Wraith still.
Yeah, they finally made it here because they followed our gas trail.
Well, they were already there, but it's if Todd's group sent out the coordinates, basically, to Earth.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see.
The question is, which one will we get first, Stargate or Dungeon Crawler Carl?
Oh, well, they said they're on track for 2028, so...
I think we'll get a Stargate, then, before we get a Dungeon Crawler Carl.
I still don't think it's going to be live action. Nothing. It can't be.
Really?
Dungeon Crawler Carl cannot be live action. With all of the...
I agree. It'd be better if it was an CGI. Animated series.
And I don't know how well received that's going to be.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants real, but CGI every single thing?
Every cat. The cat.
The cat itself.
And, like, every character other than Carl.
Yeah. Todd, I mean, you could probably do a Katya, but you can't do it when she's the blob, like the train.
Yeah.
Like, it just can't.
Yeah.
So it's got to be anime.
Yeah.
It just has to be.
Yeah.
Because that's the cheapest way to do it. Mm. Anyway. You got anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Talk to you later.
Yeah.
I think we're going to start getting first.
And as always, if you have any comments, questions, concerns, or want to talk about something or want us to talk about it so you can just listen to it, you can always email us at gunghoheroes@gmail.com. That's gunghoheroes, all one word, @gmail.com. gunghoheroes@gmail.com. All right. Talk to you later.